I called myself trying to be a cat daddy. So I had two ladies who I was dating at the same exact time. I had rode my motorcycle to the barbershop. First lady I was dating, she had came back past the barbershop and she had saw me outside talking to this other lady, but she just kept on going. The second lady, she winds up leaving. I get on my motorcycle. I drive like 2 or 3 blocks over to my house for a lunch break. I'm using a restroom. As I'm sitting there on the commode, I hear something go boom, boom. It sounded like Thor's hammer. I jumped up. I opened up the back door and I see my motorcycle in a million pieces. And when I walked over to the other side of it, I looked down. I picked up a note and the note said, "Cheater." I was wrong for dating two ladies at the same time. I was wrong for that. I could have got upset and went over and told those girls' parents. And I'm pretty sure they would have paid for my motorcycle. But I accepted accountability. This was a $6,000 motorcycle. I got what I deserved because I should not have been playing with two people's emotions. I shouldn't have been playing with nobody's heart like that. What if they would have like hurt me? What if they would have shot me, stabbed me? What if they would have hurt my family because I was playing with their emotions? By me playing with these young ladies' emotions, now I gotta go down to the Suzuki dealership and go buy me another motorcycle. I spent $6,000 for this bike. That was 2 years ago. Now bikes are $8,000 now. Now I gotta spend $2,000 more because I wanted to go up here and play with these young ladies' emotions. Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Mindset Master Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Reed, and I'm also the proprietor of the podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing a taboo topic. This particular taboo topic is going to be learning to accept accountability for your actions. If you want to learn more about this right here, stay tuned to the end of this episode. I'm going to start the episode off with, when you accept accountability, that's when life actually begins for you. Some people may take a wee bit longer to understand, but all of this right here stems from things that we've been doing since we've been little kids. Like, for example, you remember back in the day when you was a kid, you used to play Mortal Kombat, Madden, Game Day, or NBA Live. A lot of people, whenever they would get beat by another person, or either when they would get beat by the computer, they would always say, "Man, that person cheated. They must have used a cheat code." See, they could never say, "I'm not good at this particular game. I suck." They can't say that. They have to actually blame somebody else. That's like the other day. I was over at a buddy's house of mine and he was playing like the Call of Duty. He was playing like on the internet with this like group of like 25 or like 30 other guys and girls and stuff like that. I was sitting on the couch and I was looking at the screen as he was, you know, on the other couch shooting people up. Somebody had shot him in the back and his player died. So when his player died, he got up, he takes his headset off, he slams it into the ground, he starts cussing, he punches a hole in his wall. I was like, "Oh shoot, this guy, he just went postal. He went Incredible Hulk right here. Oh my God, it's not that deep. It's not that serious. It's just a video game." What he was doing was he was saying that the person who was on his team, that they didn't have his back. Now, how can a person on your team have your back and somebody else trying to come shooting at them from behind on this video game? Instead of him saying, "I don't have experience playing this game. I'm a novice. This is the first time I've ever played this game." He acted like he was the one who made the game. He acted like he knew what he was doing. But it didn't quite work out like that for him. And then my buddy, he understood that. But he definitely understood that once his wife came home and seen this hole in the wall in the sheetrock that he had to go put some spackle on. Let me give an example of not accepting accountability and what that looks like. And I'm going to be using myself as an example right here. Back when I was younger, like 18, 19, basically when I first moved out of my grandparents' house, I called myself trying to be a cat daddy. So I had two ladies who I was dating at the same exact time. One lady who I was dating, she came by the barbershop and I had rode my motorcycle to the barbershop, and then she had got in the car and she drove off. And then the other lady I was dating, she came by the barbershop like 5 minutes after the other lady had left the barbershop. First lady I was dating, she had came back past the barbershop and she had saw me outside talking to this other lady, but she just kept on going. The second lady, she winds up leaving. I get on my motorcycle. I drive like 2 or 3 blocks over to my house for a lunch break. I'm using a restroom. As I'm sitting there on the commode, I hear something go boom, boom, boom. It sounded like Thor's hammer had cracked. I jumped up. I didn't know what was happening. I opened up the back door and I see my motorcycle in a million pieces. pieces. I was like, who would do something like this? This is a perfectly good motorcycle. And when I walked over to the other side of it, I looked down, I picked up a note, and the note said, cheater. I was wrong for dating two ladies at the same time. I was wrong for that. I could have got upset and went over and told those girls' parents. And I'm pretty sure they would have paid for my motorcycle. But I accepted accountability. I almost didn't. I almost thought about going to go call the police and like do the most. It was a $6,000 motorcycle. I manned up and I accepted accountability for me playing with these two ladies' emotions. I got what I deserved because I should not have been playing with two people's emotions. I shouldn't have been playing with nobody's heart like that. I came out easy because that was just a $6,000 motorcycle that got messed up. What if they would have like hurt me? What if they would have shot me, stabbed me? What if they would have hurt my family because I was playing with their emotions? That taught me a really good lesson on, if you're gonna be with somebody, be with that person. Don't be out here trying to cat around and do things like that. Was me accepting accountability. Most people in that situation, they would not have accepted accountability. And then they would have still kept continuing to do the things wrong that they was doing in life that led up to that particular moment right there. I'm the kind of person, when something negative happens to me like that, I get the picture really quick. It don't take me 4 or 5 different ordeals for me to realize and see the light. By me playing with these young ladies' emotions, now I gotta go down to the Suzuki dealership and go buy me another motorcycle. I spent $6,000 for this bike. That was 2 years ago. Now bikes are $8,000 now. Now I gotta spend $2,000 more because I wanted to go up here and play with these young ladies' emotions. So basically, I got what I deserve. We'll resume the regularly scheduled program momentarily. Now, once you're on the inside of the Mindset Mastery Academy, the first thing that you will notice is going to be the layout. On the left, this is going to be all of the things that are going to be included inside of the Mindset Mastery Academy. We have videos for a positive mindset. We have motivational quotes. We have mindset and mental health. We have affirmation cards. We have digital planners. We have blogs. We have coupons and monthly deals. And we also have ebooks and audiobooks. And then you can easily download any of these right here. We have the Success Roadmap Digital Planner. And this is a 170-page digital planner. You can print this out and actually do it on old school pencil and paper. And if you have any issues, you can always reach out to me and my team directly at info@tonyreed.co. And another thing that we have, monthly hot seats. Once you're inside the Mindset Mastery Academy, all of your personal problems become the group's problems. If you're going through a struggle in life, if you have a burden in life that you're going through, and you can ask any kind of questions, anything that you want to know, the group is here to help. And I just wanted to quickly talk to you about this amazing opportunity to join the Mindset Mastery Academy. Now, back to your regularly scheduled program.
Now that we've already discussed about how life begins when you start accepting accountability for your actions, now let's dive into where did most people learn to not accept accountability. Now, I'm going to be honest with you here. This section right here may kind of sting a little bit, so just bear with me here. I'm talking about this in all truthfulness and all honesty so that way I can help you move past any kind of limits and beliefs, any kind of situations that you may be going through in your life right now. Most people learn to not be accountable from their upbringing. That's just a microphone drop right there. Most people would see their parents not doing something in life and they would blame somebody. Let me give an example of what I'm talking about. Let's just say back when you was a kid, your mom was a receptionist for a doctor's office. And your whole life, you always saw your mom late to work. Your mom like didn't really do the things that she needed to do to keep her job. So your mom goes to work one day after working there for 10 years and she gets fired. She comes home early with the little brown box in her hand with all the pictures of you and y'all's vacations that y'all have done over the years together. And then she sets her little box down and she looks at you and she says, Timmy, mama got fired today. You would look at your mom and say, Mom, what happened? Your mom would say, Timmy, I don't know what happened. My boss man, he just don't like me. And then you're going to have your head down and you're going to start thinking, the world is a cold place. Why did they fire my mom? She's a great woman. What your mom neglected to tell you was, for the last 10 5 years, she was 15 minutes late every day. Her supervisor and her manager kept letting her slide because they seen that she was a valuable worker. They saw that. They acknowledged her for that. That's why they let her slide for so many years, because they saw the value that she was bringing to the company. But your mom would never tell you that she was always late. You would always see your mom yourself wake up 30 minutes before she had to be at work, and she has to do a 30-minute drive. You would see this, but you as a kid, it's not registering because you're not old enough to actually comprehend the severity of your mom's actions right now. Your mom would put all the blame on how messed up the company is. Oh man, the company always trying to take the little man down. But what winds up happening is you, the kid, grows up thinking that the world is a cold place, and the world really ain't a cold place. It's however you make the world be out. That's how it's going to be. But your actions with the things that you, either you do things right in life, either you don't do things in life. And if you do things right in life, a certain action is going to happen to you. And if you do things wrong in life, this action over here is going to happen to you. It's the adverse effect that's going to happen to you. That's just the ebb and flow of life. Once people start understanding that, then things would be a whole lot better. Now you have to go back and you have to break that particular finger pointing code that has been embedded into you ever since childhood. If you're ready to take your journey of mindset mastery to the next level and dive even deeper into mindfulness and also meditation, well, I've got a fantastic resource just for you. Inside, you're going to find step-by-step instructions, valuable insight, and also practical exercises to help you enhance your mindset and bring more positive changes to your life. This guide is the roadmap to success. To get your hands on this exclusive resource, click the link below in the description. You 32 years old now. You married. You got 3 kids. You work at the bank. You got a real good job. Now, you starting to go to work 15 minutes late. Now, your boss man, he coming in here telling you, hey, Leroy, hey, man, you got to tighten up. But then if you don't tighten up and do what your boss man is asking you to do, you're going to be just like your mom, fired with the box in your hand, sad, telling your 3 little babies how messed up the world is. And see, that's how that poison begins to spread throughout life. If I'm an executive at the bank and I gotta open the bank up at 7 o'clock in the morning and I'm getting there at 7:15 and the bank ain't open, what do you expect the bank to do, the people who own the bank? Do you expect them to keep letting you slide like that because you got situations going on at home, because you didn't wake up early, because Alexa didn't wake you up? See, you can't blame nobody else for the things in life that happens to you. You're an adult. You're responsible. You were responsible enough to spend that money when you get paid every 2 weeks, so you should be responsible to accept accountability for when you do things in life and an adverse effect happens. This person went out here and cheated on their spouse and wonder why they got to pay alimony. When you can really accept accountability, just like I accepted accountability for my $6,000 motorcycle being demolished. I accepted accountability for that because I know I was wrong. But see, most people, they scared to accept accountability because when you accept accountability, you ain't part of the cool club no more. The cool club is to blame somebody. You doing 75 and a 25 and you get a speeding ticket. How you gonna blame the police officer for pulling you over? What you gonna say? Yeah, officer, you was hid too good behind that bush. This is entrapment. No, you can't blame nobody else but yourself. You got a speeding ticket. Now you gotta go pay a fine. Now you gotta go down to court. Now you gotta go miss work. But most people were trying to blame the police officer. Man, he could have let me go that time. Why he didn't let me go? Thousand other people, man, they need to be going and getting people who really doing crime. That's how that stuff right there happens. See, when people say something like that, they know they was wrong, but they can't accept accountability for the things that they did because it don't make sense how they got caught. They've been going 75 on this road 100 years, but today they got jammed up. They got caught. Accept it. See, when you accept accountability, that's what I was saying. That's how you know when you're grown. If you like this episode today thus far, please press that like and subscribe button for me. Let's talk about why most people don't accept accountability for their actions. And this is going to be an easy one right here. Most people don't accept accountability because it's not cool to accept accountability for your actions. It's cool to kick the ball over here to somebody else. It's cool to make somebody else be the foul guy or the foul girl or the foul person. That's cool. Cool kids put the blame on other people. So that's the reason why most people can't accept accountability. And that's why most people don't know anything even about accountability. Since since they was a kid, they've been groomed to point the finger, but most people have not been groomed to not point the finger. That's the reason why most people cannot accept accountability for their actions. So for example, let's just say if you played scratch offs every single day, let's just say you spent $5 a day on scratch offs, and then you wind up going broke the next week and you don't have your rent money. Most people will go up here and blame the gas station for selling you these busted tickets. Most people will go up here and try to blame the man behind the counter for not pulling the right roll for you, even though you told him you wanted roll 4 and roll 15. But for some reason, he didn't pull the right ticket. Like he had a notch on it that said, this is the winning ticket for the scratch off right here. If you were to hit that scratch off ticket, I guarantee you, you're not gonna go back to that gas station and say, hey man, thank you for getting that right ticket for me, man. Hey look, here go $500 because you pulled that right ticket for me. It's your fault why I got this $2,500 on this jumbo bus. It's your fault. See, people don't work like that. But again, you would go blame him for you being broke and blowing all your rent money. And he should have told me I couldn't have bought no tickets. Man, he should have never let me go broke like that. He knew how much money I was spending on a monthly basis. He knew I was spending $3,000 every month. And I still ain't won none. He knew that. Man, I need to go talk to his manager. That gas station is getting over on people, man. For real, they getting over. See, most people in life want to try to use the negative things and blame people for negative and adverse events that happen in their life to make themselves feel good for not achieving certain things in life. And that about wraps it up for today's episode. Until next time, I'll catch you later.